Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gary Thomason. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Craig Robinson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John DeAquisto. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John DeAquisto. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milan moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Hodges moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Hodges moves to third. Unser moves to second. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodges scores. Unser moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Milner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Milner. Spear moves to third. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingman. Reitz reaches second base with a double. Spear scores. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Craig Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reitz moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomason. Kingman moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Milner reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milner moves to third. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Grote now catching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingman. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wrights hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeAquisto is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Speer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grote moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. D'Acquisto fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Swan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Willie Montanez now playing first base. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Moffitt covering, for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-3 in the game. Torre strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milan moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas pinch hits for Craig Robinson. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Thomas now playing second base. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Swan hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-4 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.